It's Music Scene 66. For the next 5 hours, from Radio Luxembourg, it's Music All the Way, introduced by Barry Aldous, Jimmy Young, and Peter Murray, with time out for Ready Steady Radio.
Hello again, and a very warm welcome to the show.
Hello there, and a very warm Thursday afternoon. Welcome to one and all. And since we're all here, let's up anchor and away. We come on.
The time is 10 o'clock. You're listening to Radio 1 with Radio 2, and it's the Jimmy Young Show.
Morning all, and www. Very warm Wednesday welcomes all round, you see. It's rather a hazy one down here in London, I'm afraid, but not to worry about all that. Ooh, that went in a hurry. Let's kick off this morning with the Archers, and we will have a tiny touch of what? This.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
All power to your turntable, Jim. Long may you revolve, she says. Oh, say. Anyway, there we are. Revolving we jolly well are. And off I shall jolly well go. That's what I shall do, yes. Oh, this is called Till. Sounds like this. Till.
It's the Jimmy Young Show.
Sock it to him, Raimondo.
Aye, what's the recipe today, Jim?
I'll tell you. Louis Slices, that's what. And it was sent in by Mrs. M. Rin. No first name, so formal I must be.
Nearly 20 years ago, Jimmy Young became famous when he sang "They Tried to Tell Us We're Too Young." Today, 7.5 million housewives don't feel he's too old when he gives them recipes and time checks and has happy telephone conversations with them. His career has shot up and down, and it's made him a lonely man, very concerned with money and the security it may give him. But there's no insecurity about his performance. His technique is skillful, his timing precise.
How much preparation do you put into the show?
Well, in terms of this morning, not a lot. More than for an all-record show, because two-thirds of this show is not, in fact, on record, and I therefore have to, what is in the trade known as top-and-tail tapes, to hear what's going on. Because until I come in, I don't know what music's in the show. But so there's more preparation on the day than there would be for an all-record show. But most of the preparation is done the previous week in terms of sorting cards and this sort of thing.
Who chooses the music, then?
Doreen Davis, who's executive producer on the show. This is an arrangement that we had right from the start, whereby, as far as I'm concerned, this is a personality-type show in which I establish contact with the people at home. And Doreen supplies the music. Morning all, and very warm Wednesday-type welcomes to one and all. Definitely outside a little touch.
Hello there. I've got with me Jenny Webb, who's an expert on the staff of the Electricity Council. And all this, Jenny, of course, got something to do with Ariel, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed it has. We, in fact, have our own washing machines called Ariel.
So, I mean, the message from the electricity board is Ariel Automatic, I suppose, isn't it?
Exactly. Ariel Automatic, the Electro Machine, and the Economy Button.
Fantastic.
Oh, my love, my darling.
It's just a week now since the political world was shaken up with the news that a woman was to lead one of Britain's major political parties. Mrs. Margaret Thatcher emerged triumphant from the second ballot for the leadership of the Conservatives. Today she's with me in the studio preparing to talk about the victory and indeed about the future that we can expect from the new style Conservative Party. First of all, nice to have you back again, Margaret.
It's very nice to be back. I thoroughly enjoy these programmes and look forward to being on them frequently.
Good.
Uncle Dave Lee Travis will be with you in, I would say, 15 secs starting from now. And meantime, from all of us here, including Prod, Whistling Paul Williams, this is J.Y. saying BFN. Bye for now.
So, the Unchained Melody fading away, and indeed so am I. It's the last programme today, as you well know. I don't want to leave you, it's true to say, but nonetheless, that's what's been decreed, so that's what we have to do. I shall look forward to hearing from you and seeing you, and of course, as I say, you can read me in the Sunday Express from January the 5th, and I look forward to seeing you in theatres and so on. Thank you very, very much for the last 29 years today. I've loved every minute of our time together, and I trust you've enjoyed it as well. Wish you a very, very happy Christmas, very happy and peaceful New Year. God bless, take care. And for the very last time, I fear, bye for now.